Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. September 6, 2022. My new article on LinkedIn, reply to a bereaved wife. A student of mine wrote me the following, abbreviated, letter. Dear teacher, I would like to ask you to teach me how to speak with the Creator. I have been studying with you for more than 12 years. And about 2 months ago, my husband passed away. We were together for 28 years and he always supported me and helped me study. He was like an angel. My heart is breaking within me. I speak with him in my heart, I ask him for advice. It is a kind of dialogue. But he is gone, there is only the Creator. How can I go from speaking to an image of a person to speaking directly with the Creator? Please help me. Dear, first, my condolences for the loss of your husband. Second, the fact that he has passed away physically does not mean a thing. On the contrary, your connection with him now is even stronger, except you do not feel how strong it is. Therefore, do not think of your connection with your husband as gone. On the contrary, imagine that he is with you internally, emotionally, spiritually. This is how you should relate to him. Talk to him and talk to the Creator, this is all you need. You can speak however you want. Simply speak and both he and the Creator will understand you. The best thing you can do is to speak in the simplest terms you can. Your husband is incorporated in the upper force, the Creator, just as everything else is incorporated in it. Whenever we speak to someone, we are actually speaking to the Creator, even when we are not aware of it. Our biggest problem is to realize that there really is none else besides the Creator. Good people, bad people, everything around us, is manifestations of the upper force, the Creator. Your honest words, which come from the heart, are the best and truest prayer, it is all you need. The most effective prayers are those that come not from texts written by others, however sagacious, but from the bottom of the heart. Therefore, dear, keep speaking to your husband and to the Creator in your own words. This is the best thing you can do for yourself. Medium published my new article to increase tax collection, Japan encourages alcohol consumption. If this were not a true story, I would think it is a bad joke. Japan's National Tax Agency, NTA, has launched a campaign called Sake Viva, which encourages young people to increase alcohol consumption. Over the last decade, explains Biswarup Bose, consumer analyst at Global Data, alcoholic beverage sales in Japan have been waning owing to the rapidly graying and shrinking population, and the declining alcohol intake among young consumers due to health or lifestyle factors. Consequently, Japan's total alcoholic beverages sales fell from $112.4 billion in 2011 to $95.6 billion by 2021. Anywhere else, this would be considered great news. But in Japan, apparently, money comes first, and the government is trying to get young people back to their booze. Alcohol is an addictive drug. Once they get people hooked on it, they will not be able to do without it. Worse yet, addiction to alcohol is bound to lead to excessive drug abuse and a host of other problems that go hand in hand with alcoholism. I understand the need of the government to collect more taxes, but there are better ways to balance the budget. One such way, and the one that I would recommend, is to strengthen the sense of solidarity in society. That would diminish government expenses to such an extent that the country would thrive. Increased solidarity would create balance in society, improve the stability of families and communities, and the overall strength of society. Increased solidarity would not only eliminate the need for such harmful moves by the country's tax authority, of all authorities, to balance Japan's budget, it would lift the country's society to a level that would make it a role model for the world. Admittedly, such an idea, especially when it comes to the Japanese society, is completely unorthodox, But then, our time is also very different from the past. However sluggish Japan's economy may be, increased alcohol consumption is certainly not the solution. Instead of drinking more, I would suggest that the Japanese embrace a Jewish wisdom that is seldom used, including by the Jews themselves, the wisdom of connection. If Japan adopts the principles of solidarity and mutual responsibility among the members of society, its troubles will be over. Klipa, protection of spiritual knowledge. Question: why does the klipa, shell, which is an intention to act only for one's own benefit, not let us, reveal the creator and knowledge about the universe? Answer: the klipa protects all spiritual knowledge. Unfortunately, corporeal knowledge remains open to us, and we can use it for our own sake and to the detriment of others. Spiritual knowledge, that is, the understanding of the entire system of the universe, everything that surrounds and fills us, is inaccessible to us, until we reach such a level of our inner development that we can use it only for the benefit of others. That is, the whole system of the spiritual world is built in such a way that one cannot use the revelation of the Creator and knowledge about the system of the universe for oneself, but only for the sake of others. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, August 21, 2022. What restricts us from knowing the Creator? Comment: your teacher Abesh writes in one of his articles that the klipa, shell or peel, is the will to receive in order to receive, and this separates a person from the Creator. He feels that he is the master of his destiny and there is no other power in the world except himself. My response: the will to receive in order to receive is inherent in man from the beginning. He is born with this desire. A newborn child comes into this world with tightly clenched fists as if he wants to take the whole world for himself. Yet, when man dies, on the contrary, his hands are limp. Question: is the will to receive in order to receive the shell that restricts me from knowing the Creator? Answer: yes. Therefore it is necessary to make sure that what you receive is for the benefit of others, and only for that. From CAB TV's Spiritual States, August 21, 2022. Formation of a vacant place. Before the worlds were created there was only Ein Sof. There was no vacant place, meaning a place of dearth that would qualify for corrections. Baal HaSulam, Study of the Ten Sephirot, Chapter 1, Part 1, Restriction and Line. While the upper light was filling that place, which is the primary state of all creation, there was no time, no space, no deficiency, and no movement. An infinite simple light, which has neither beginning nor end, filled everything. But since the Creator wished that there would be created beings besides him that would somehow be transformed, a deficiency was created. Thus, a state appeared where the light started to disappear, leaving a space that was vacant from it. This vacant space is called desire or creation. So, this is a gradual process that includes four phases, the last of which is called creation. The initial creation is a desire that feels only itself. From CAB TV's The Study of the Ten Sephirot, Tess, August 14, 2022. In resonance with the higher power. Question: why does Rabash write that one who follows the path of the Creator creates the Creator? Answer: indeed, it sounds very strange that man creates the Creator. But in fact, it is so both in the internal and external sense. There are 3,800 different religions and beliefs in this world and they were all invented by people who in their fantasies, in their imagination, created a deity on which they depend. All kinds of foretellers of the future and astrologers still appear in newspapers, on the radio, and on television. Obviously, these people create their own creator, their own god, each nation according to its character and with all sorts of attributes. This happens externally as well as internally, that is, in the science of Kabbalah. Only in accordance with the vessel can the higher power that has no form or image be given shape. If the shape of my vessel is somewhat similar to the highest abstract power, then I feel in it that I have fulfilled the law of equivalence of qualities and feel the qualities and essence of the Creator. It turns out that I am creating the Creator myself because I am building a vessel in which it is possible to feel the quality of the upper, the property of Zir and Pin in Malkhut, according to their similarity, mergence, and correspondence. In other words, I create the Creator myself, but not in the way I want as in external religions where each nation has created its own image of God or turned some person into an idol. We create this image against our nature, which means it can never just appear in our imagination or desire. And secondly, we strive for equivalence of form, and only after having reached a certain similarity can we feel that we have created the image of the Creator within ourselves. That is why we are called man, Adam, meaning similar, dome, to the Creator. The Creator, bo, means come, bo, and see, re, but you need to enter inside your desires, your feelings. The Creator does not exist outside of my desire. I feel and reveal him according to my understanding, perception, and ability to imagine in the desire created by him. I cannot talk about him but only about what I can grasp and attribute to him. In this, there is a huge difference. I correct my vessel until it resonates with the upper force, and then I grasp something inside my qualities that I envision to be the Creator. But this image exists only in relation to me. Therefore, the Creator is called come and see, come, change yourself to such an extent that you will be able to see. But what do you see? Your own corrected qualities that are similar to him. From the first part of the Daily Kabbalah lesson May 21, 2013, Writings of Rabash Shlevei HaSulam, Concerning Love of Friends. To what does the cessation of the growth of egoism oblige us? Question. It is believed that all revolutions in the world proceed according to a certain plan. Special services under the guise of terrorists attack somebody. Is there any limit to this technique? Answer. What difference does it make in what form this is determined in our world? Hot spots are everywhere. So many weapons have massed that we do not know what to do. A man can make anything at home. The point is not in the instruments of murder and not in the reason but in the fact that it is necessary in order to further implement the program of creation in a bad or good way. Which way exactly? It is only about that. The world is following the path of unification anyway. You cannot get away from it. The problem is only in the extent to which it understands that it must reach this and contribute to this. To this extent, the path becomes better. If the world does not understand, then it is punished, like a child, until it understands. We are in a state where we can already explain this idea to the world, and we are explaining it. I think that we do it more or less successfully and at a good pace. At least we see how it works. The world is beginning to understand that it has nowhere to go. It is beginning to feel that new, completely unusual changes are taking place in people, that their egoism has stopped growing. For the first time in the entire history of not only mankind but the existence of the universe, which developed from a small egoistic nucleus to the planets of the solar system, and this was constantly accompanied by the development of our ego, egoism has suddenly stopped growing by itself. It began to become round and to connect, and to demand from people that they become the same as the rest of nature, all parts of which are in harmony with each other. And man is not in this state, not among themselves or with nature. Therefore, all of the inanimate, vegetative, and animate nature that surrounds us, is driving us, to do this now. For the first time in the universe, in the entire world, egoism, which has lately been constantly growing exponentially, has reached some gently sloping line and has begun to become round. It is no longer growing, but it obliges us to become integrally interconnected in mutual guarantee. From CapTV's I Got a Call. USA, Intelligence Agencies, Conspiracy, March 10, 2013. When past motives stop working. Comment: until a person overcomes financial dependence on material work, it is very difficult for him to adjust to spiritual work. He can agree with you from afar. Yes, you are saying an interesting thing, but I have a salary and I feel very good. My response: I do not think that the financial channel should be closed. A person will have everything. Why not? I see that these guys who run around and break windows in the suburbs of London, Madrid, and Paris. They do not look like they are weakened from lack of food. All of them have mobile phones sticking out of their pockets. Where do you see that this person is suffering from hunger? This is a hunger of a completely different type, an informational one. A person is lost. He does not know why he exists. He wants to know the meaning of life. When he had a job, he had everything: a family, a house, a car, a vacation. He lived like an animal in a stall. He led a normal existence and looked at the world and saw, "I am like everyone else." In accordance with this, there was the appropriate culture, propaganda, brainwashing, and everything else. And suddenly everything turned around with no school, lack of clarity as to what kind of work there is, no one getting married or starting a family. That is, everything turned toward an unclear direction. Past motives: study, work, career achievement, money, home, family, children, car, retirement, health care. Everything stopped working. The inner desires of a person have changed. "Now you will not buy me with this." The desire disappears. "I will work, do something, out of necessity. I do not want to rush somewhere, fight to be an assistant professor or a successful person." These ideals are slowly fading away. This is on the one hand. On the other hand, you cannot give people jobs anyway. You cannot think of anything for them. Suppose, with the help of the media, you will specifically incite a movement in them toward universities, knowledge, specialization, and so on. And then what? They will demand, "Give me a job." So, it is better to calm them down somehow. Therefore, everything is lost. We are moving toward the fact that people will be unemployed, but they will not be considered as such, since this will become a normal state. A person moves into another area of work, the spiritual one. This work is in connection with each other, constant learning, communication, creation of a single human mass, a single community, and mutual guarantee. A person will be engaged in this. Feeding yourself will not be a problem. Today 3% of Americans feed the whole of America and half of the rest of the world. If they were not paid extra for producing less, they would cover everyone with their agricultural goods. So, everything is completely different from what we think. From CapTV's I Got a Call. If you lost your job March 13, 2014. Michael Leitman, on Quora: have we crossed the point of no return in terms of damaging the planet? There is no such point. We need to trust that our thought, which is our greatest quality, can change nature. We only need to understand the direction to which we should aim our thoughts. What should we think about? What condition or state should we aspire to and ask for? In order to save our planet, we should think about positive human connections. That is, how can we, in our connections, keep nature safe? How can we all together protect our world? If we truly wish to better our planet, then we should see people holding a concern for how to positively connect everywhere that we look. It has nothing to do with recycling or other activities that we commonly associate with as being sustainable. If we come closer to and consider each other, that we will reach an entirely organic, perfectly connected and round state, then the negative forces will disappear from the world. We need to understand that if we start thinking better about each other, then the planet will recover from all harm, because our thoughts are the strongest force in nature. Likewise, our negative thoughts about each other are entirely to blame for damaging the planet. That is why the more we recycle and invest in energies and activities that we commonly think of as being sustainable, the worse our planet becomes. Nothing will work to benefit us until we reach a state where our attitude changes toward each other for the better to protect and improve our planet. Based on the video, have we crossed the point of no return in terms of damaging the planet? With Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman and Aaron Levi. Written, edited by students of Kabbalist Dr. Michael Leitman.